Psychiatry, by the way, we find psychiatry hard to understand because the psychiatrist is always doing something on a goal line that we don't understand. We say we have a goal line. I ask all of you about this, what's your private opinion of why your audit of PC is concerned, but it's uniformly to do something for the PC, to help them out, something like that. You see, you all had that idea. Actually, psychiatry doesn't have that idea in treating a patient. They're not trying to make the patient better or cure insanity or anything like that. They have entirely different goal lines, so you find them incomprehensible. By the way, in doing a 3GA, all the people who are incomprehensible are the people who would not want your goal. Those are the true incomprehensibles of this universe. You just can't understand them. And of course, you stop and think of a president of the United States who wants to be a piccolo player or something like that, you'd have a hard time understanding his foreign policy. You think he was being inefficient in running the nation, whereas he knows he's being efficient in running the nation. He is handing out enormous sums of money to disabled piccolo players, you see, or something like this. So he knows how to run a nation. He is president so he can go to concerts. See, and that helps. Comprehensible. This would be the way most nations are run. Supposing, by the way, you've got all the heads of state there are in the world that caused all this upset misery and got them down the line and actually did a goals assessment on each one of them, I imagine it would be terribly revelatory. It would be a kick, man. You wouldn't believe it. God, the reasons they want to be president or king or commissar, generalissimo. Well, this goal line that the individual has is quite important. He's trying to get clear, and things that cross against it are all those things which we classify as auditing errors. You see, he's apparently being batted aback on the subject of his goal. Well, actually, smooth auditing is designed not to bat his goal back. And that's the definition of what's right and wrong in an auditing session. Now, that doesn't mean specifically we have to know what his goal is or anything else. We just don't impede him on going forward. So the things that impede him, we delete from the session, and we get some incomprehensible like, do you have a present time problem? Yes, the individual does have a present time problem. Oh, my God, you know. He's got this present, it's an antisocial present time problem or something of the sort. And he really doesn't want to fess up to it. And he's right in the line of having to make a horrible admission of some kind. And the auditor says, that's clear. Well, of course, he wanted to get rid of his present time problem was his basic goal. And he didn't get a chance to get rid of it, so you've gone across his goal line, you've laid one in, and that one that comes in is the meter doesn't work. And he inevitably will make that conclusion at that moment. It's actually very upsetting. If you go back and analyze the thing and go over it, you sit there very upset. You're saying to yourself, my God, it's a good thing I got away with that withhold. Thank God I didn't have to get off that withhold. What you're thinking kind of analytically, you know. Oh, boy, would that have been embarrassing. This girl auditor and, oh, gee. So happy I didn't have to get off the withhold. You know, she said it was clear. I don't think it was clear. Hour and a half later, he's getting audited all this time, you see. What the hell was the matter with the e-meter, you know? Well, he has come to the conclusion that it didn't work. See, the conclusion is, automatically, the response is, the e-meter doesn't work. That's what's laid in. He knows it should react. It didn't react, so therefore what should react doesn't react, so therefore it doesn't react. And there's quite an upset about that. I've seen this myself. I've had an ARC break, something like this, and the auditor wouldn't register, but I would on the meter. In other words, I could ask myself the question, do I have a present time problem? The meter would go plang, you see. And the auditor would ask me, do you have a present time problem? It would sit there absolutely motionless. was quite interesting. I've actually seen a meter myself. Now, with the auditor, I said, "Well, now come on, now let's look at this. Let's look at this damn thing. See, here's a weird phenomenon." The auditor asked me a question, no reaction. I asked the question, reaction. Yeah, I was holding the cans. Fantastic. So the meter can be ARC broke out of existence. But even so, the shock in not seeing the meter operate was quite something. A considerable shock involved in that operation. You know, she asked me a question, "Do you have bread and honey?" "Nothing to operate." I asked the question, "Do you have bread and honey?" "It operates." What the hell is going on here? See? I just couldn't believe it, you know, just stony-eyed disbelief. I already have a good subjective reality on it. Quite a shock. Patched up the ARC break. Of course, the meter operated for the auditor. Wasn't anything more to it than that. Hey, you remember the time and date of this, because I studied this a little bit further and then found out that a meter could be inoperative in the process of an ARC break. But you'd have to ARC break the living daylights out of the PC before you got to this phenomena, and I don't believe we really reached this phenomena. That meter, by the way, I don't think was tuned to sensitivity 16. I think it was at a low sensitivity. I think it still would have read one way or the other, but it was quite a shock to me. Meter gets invalidated. At the same time, the PC is ARC broke. Now, the next time this person is auditing, it sweeps, it reacts, perhaps minorly, because his rudiments are already kind of queasy and the PC's halfway ARC broke. He gets a reaction. He doesn't believe it when he sees it. You could stack these up to a point where an auditor would simply be stone blind on the meter. He'd just never see a reaction, that's all. Or he'd try to explain the reaction, which is the same thing. You got one going right now which is very laughable. You know all about this, and yet I've had a dispatch about it, and somebody else has had a dispatch about it today. And that is, do you take the reading during the sentence? It's silly. You ask yourself, what the hell? What is a reading which you get during the sentence? It's reading on the various words in the sentence, not of the sense of the sentence. So, of course, you ignore it. There's a prior read, you ignore it. There's a latent read, you ignore it. The only read you read is the instant read. Bang. If you don't get an instant read, you want to be sure, try it again. You saw one last night when I was auditing. You saw a prior read. You didn't see me buy it. I said, "Well, we'll check it." And there it went that time. It fired. But we were getting some kind of a random read. Random needles are apt to read almost any place, but they won't ordinarily read two times running accidentally, you see. We only buy an instant read. Just lay that in with iron, man. Instant read. Actually, there is actually no time period at all between the receipt of your question and the response from the reactive mind. If there's any time period, it is consumed electronically. Might be an electronic lag. I've said a half and a fifth and a tenth. I'm just trying to give you an idea of a small amount of time. I was studying it the other day and I found out it was zero time. It's actually zero time plus the electronic lag. That electronic lag is pretty darn instantaneous unless your meter's damped. And to your eye, you really can't detect any lag. And that's the only thing you pay any attention to. There's only one other time when you use any other kind of read. You never use a prior read, you never use a late read, except this one. There's one exception. And that is when you're helping the PC by steering. You're steering the PC's thinkingness. You saw me do it last night at a very broad scale, fish and fumble. very, very broad. I'm practically sitting there waiting for the needle to hit on something so I could ask the PC what he was thinking about, you see. And then you've asked a question, you've got an instant read, you've asked him what it is, and a moment later you see that instant read repeated, but this time as a needle pattern. You see the same read, so you say, what was that? Okay, what's that? That's steering. See, so it doesn't matter whether you steer it in a fish and fumble, just sit there and wait for the guy to react on something and say, what were you looking at that moment? You see? That. That's just steering. It doesn't matter whether you do it after you've got the instant read or without any instant read. You could use a meter in that fashion. It doesn't tell you anything. You just want to steer the PC's attention to something. And he, oh, well, that. Oh, wow, I keep seeing this stuck picture. That's what that is. Wouldn't matter what the that was or what he's with or was. It's just steering. It's the only time you ever use anything but an instant read. Your instant read is never prior. It never happens before the end of the sentence. These must be single clause sentences. It never happens except at the end of the sentence, the end of the word. Now you can say, have you ever damaged anyone? And get a, you have. The person's all ARC broke on having this, see? Have, clink, you. You know, you nearly reacts on all PCs, clink. Damaged, clank. See? Someone, tick. Or you could say to yourself, where the hell am I? Well, just ignore all that earlier stuff, see? Just ignore the lot. If you're not sure, say, I'll repeat that. Have you ever damaged someone? And clang, you get your instant read right on the E of someone. That's right exactly. It's just as the tail of the E comes up, you get the instant read. Particularly on a second repeat, because you've kind of worn a groove. See? You want to take a question apart. You'll get have. What about have? You'd be a real idiot to do this, even. What about have? Oh, I don't know. What was that? Oh, well, that was the havingness session I had today. The auditor said it was my process because it kept tightening the needle. All right. You. All right. What's that? That. Oh, I don't know. It must be listing. We keep putting you down on the list. So. All right. Fine. Damaged. Yeah, what's that? That. Well, I don't know what that is. That. Well, what am I supposed to be answering? Just that. That. Well, what am I supposed to be answering? Well, just that. That's all. Idiocy reigns, don't you think? That's just your priory. Just ignore the basketful. See, the hell with them. Same as latent. You wouldn't do anything with a latent read. Well, don't do anything with a prior read. When does a read become prior? Oh, I would say anything up to a non-instantaneousness before you ended the sentence. And when does a read become latent? Any non-instantaneousness after you've ended the sentence. I mean, it's just as idiotic as that. I mean, we're actually defining a cheese knife or something like that. Crazy. I mean, that, it's so easy to read that you could keep missing it, you see? You don't have to compartment the question anymore to amount to a hill of beans. Ask it two or three times if you're not sure what it is. It all of a sudden will straighten out and read. You see, you're actually talking to a thought to the reactive bank. Most of you make this fantastic mistake. You think the PC analytically can influence the meter, and he cannot. Absolutely impossible. He can do it on a via by thinking of something that he knows auditors always call on him. See, he remembers a session in which he had a missed withhold that nobody has ever pulled, see? So he could actually go about this kind of a weird one. Every time they ask him about something, he could think of that session, you see, and he'd get a reaction. But there must have been an unknown in the session. See, he could not know enough about it, you see, so he'd get a reaction by thinking of something that he knew he didn't know anything about. He could get a reaction. That's as close as he can get to it. And, you know, it always has a lag. You know, it will always give you a latent read. Because the guy has to sit there and think about the session. And the time it takes him to think analytically about the session gives you a latent read. Now, an instant read can't ever go through the analytical mind, and doesn't. It goes straight to the reactive mind, straight as a bullet. See, the reactive mind, by definition, is something that has never been timed, something that's still happening, something that is always now. And its always nowness deletes all time, and that is why you get an instant read. There's no time in the reactive mind, which is what is wrong with it. So, of course, it reads reactively now. And if you think the PC knows the answer to what just flicked the needle. Now, look, he can't move the needle analytically, so how the hell could he know it? There must be an unknown on anything that goes flick. I don't care whether it's a dirty needle or anything else. Of course, you ask him if he has a present time problem, and he knows he's got a present time problem. He got reminded of it, you see, just at that moment. Terrific unknowns in this present time problem. It's the unknowns that fire. Okay. If something is not unknown to the PC, it won't fire, which is the other denominator of the reactive mind. It is a cauldron of unknowns which exist in now always. So you ask the PC something, you're going to get a reactive response. The needle will not react. You sit there prep-checking somebody. You could get very impatient about it, but it sure makes the PC think if he sees his auditor getting a little bit crowding him. He kind of and he thinks and grinds and he looks and that sort of thing. The auditor could steer him around and say, "What's that?" Why does the auditor have to steer him? It's because he doesn't know what it is. You'd ask, I'd try this on a PC someday. If you don't like him, you've just been given a bad session by him yourself or something like that. Try this on him. Say, have I missed a withhold on you in this session? The PC suddenly feels funny because, you see, he feels the surge as just as you get electronically the surge on the meter, see? So he feels the surge. And he kind of knows, yes, you know. He said, "Well, what was it? You know? What was it?" Don't help him out. Just sit there. And he finally says, "Well, I can't find it. I don't know what it is," and so forth. You say, "You know what it is. Tell me." Don't help him out. Don't steer him. You can go on like this for hours. But the PC is kind of looking around, you know, and you see a flick, you say that. But he's looking at a table. He's looking at a picture of a table. Where the hell did that come from, you know? Ha, 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 that, the auditor says. It's a picture of a table. Of course, it develops a little bit. He sees a little bit more of it. Oh, the missed withhold. Oh, yes. He recognized what the table is, the table on which the E-meter sits. He was thinking that the thing was awfully creaky, and he didn't say anything about it to the auditor, and it springs to view, and all of a sudden you haven't got a reaction anymore. Why haven't you got a reaction? Because it's known. So the more unknown underpinnings you have on something, the less reaction. I mean, the more reaction you've got, you understand? And the less unknown there is there, the less reaction. So magnitude of action, consistency of action, not really magnitude, but consistency of action is determined by consistency of unknown and its immediacy in present time. So, of course, you can get a goal, and the goal will go bang, 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 bang. We don't know what the hell a goal is sitting in. That's how that goal fires. We don't know the mass that surrounds it. How does it stay in place? What is all of it? What life did we lead? How come we got into that? You know, all kinds of questions like this, and yet the thing will still fire on the e-meter. You say the goal, bing. See the goal, bing, bing, bing. Say it every time, bing, bing, bing. You say, well, it was the goal to the PC, and the PC can tell you what the goal is. Of course, that ought to wash out, shouldn't it? Uh-uh. Bing, 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 bing. That's why you have to audit them. It's a firing proposition. All right. Now, this unknownness can get buried in. You can bury unknownness in the middle of an auditing session. You can sandwich it in just like the screaming witch doctor. They got one down in South Africa. Or mostly Central Africa. They walk around not having seen it in South Africa. They kind of chased it out underneath the brush, I guess. But get a horsetail fly, horsetail switch for flies, fill it full of fleas, shake it all over somebody, and while he's trying to brush them off, say something to him. That's a version of that. That's implantation magic. The Russians, being rather Asiatic, do this consistently and continually. Guy is en route to a questioning chamber, and a woman dentist with forceps and so forth steps out of a hidden door in the hall and examines his teeth and disappears through the same door. Shatters him. Where the hell was she from? Typical modern Russian tactic. Boy, these Russians, they go around this way, you know. This was what Pavlov taught them. I don't think he had to teach them very hard. So. I noticed they made a terrific bid for popularity tonight. 15-year-old boy swam across the river to get into West Berlin tonight, so they put, from the commie side, 7 bullets in him. Mobs of people watching this, and they took him to the hospital with a bullet in his lungs and in critical condition. Their bids for popularity are really marvelous to behold. They probably think it's the thing to do. You know. But they do these surprising things. See, they do a sudden surprise in the middle of an action that makes an implant. You don't give them credit for being smart on this. It's probably a dramatization because they don't do anything with it. You see, you knowing that, figuring out, let's see, how could we use this politically? Oh, well, easy. We'll have this guy, we'll play some Beethoven, and we'll have some soft perfume in the room, and lying on a soft couch, and we'll place